This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
It's the 20th of April, 2019, and I hope wherever you're listening to us throughout the United States, that it's as beautiful and gorgeous out as it is outside our windows. We hope you have beautiful flowers, trees, and streams to look at. Those of you in the city, just get in the car or take a bus or do whatever and get out and look at the beautiful country. We live in a gorgeous country. I'm a PMA guy, positive mental attitude. At least I try to. Not all the time. But you know, what a gorgeous country. What a beautiful, and I'm not talking about just the people. I'm talking about just the land, the desert. I was talking to a friend who works for the Bureau of Land Management, and he just got put in southern Utah, a place called Kanab, Utah, if you've never been there. That's down south near Arches National Park, near, you know, Zion's National Park. And he said, it is so beautiful, the Red Rock. Back there. It's gorgeous. And outside where we are, it's got the beautiful rolling hills, the oaks, the flowers. Denise has just commented that if you guys could see outside of our window, our studio window, that nobody, by the way, hardly knows where our studio is. It's the sheep are roaming in the high green grass and eating the grass. And we could probably sleep here and look outside and just let the music play for all of our listeners.
That would work. By the way, you know, our studio, just to tell you where it's at, you drive until you're directly under the Earth's sun, then turn left. And that's where we're at.
Nowhere is visible from here. We're not in the middle of nowhere, but it's visible from where we are.
It is visible.
Yeah.
Just remember, if you need to talk to someone about a case, please contact your local lawyer. We're talking about general topics of law. It's always good to go to our website at www.radiolawtalk.com, play this exact music, and read our disclaimers. The disclaimers are a myriad of interesting and factual things that are going to make you just lay there and sleep. Forget about counting sheep jumping over the fence. This is it.
You know, we say, you know, we're not giving legal advice. There is one piece of advice that we gave last week, and it's the first time we've ever done that. And I thought that this was a good, salient piece of advice, which is the last person you would ever want to take legal advice from is the person who's trying to say, you can't sue me.
There you go.
We had the issue with the guy that got thrown from the mechanical bull.
Yes.
And there was the waiver, and he called in to say, well, they told me I couldn't sue him because I signed a waiver. Okay, the last person you should take advice from is the bar telling you that you can't sue them because you signed a waiver.
So you get in a car accident with somebody, the guy that hit you says, oh, you can't sue me. You go, yeah, your credibility's not really high with me.
You know,
right now.
I think I might want to look into this. I would not be taking legal advice from the person that might be liable for your injuries.
Pretty smart piece of advice.
That's some great advice you're giving to our listeners,
Bob. That is, and it's general. It's not specific. So I think
that's
okay
not quite
that.
As good as the advice I gave to listen to the alien shows late at night.
Well, no, but that's still salient advice.
I haven't been able to stay up that late. I haven't.
You've never driven across, like, Nevada or across the plains in middle America all night with your buddy or your girlfriends and just driven? No?
No, I've never listened to the alien shows ever.
Denise,
I know that they exist.
Oh, yeah. I have a radio that actually will record and time shift programs like a TV DVR. so you can record the late night shows and then listen. And you know what? It's just not the same during the day.
No, it's not.
It's just not. Yeah.
Charles, I'm calling in from Area 51, and right now there's a ship in front of me that the lights and no, that's a police officer. Go ahead and just listen to what he says.
The red and blue lights flashing everywhere. What's the other joke that's popular on the internet now, where a wife calls her husband and says, "Honey, there's someone going the wrong way on the freeway," and he says, "No, you're wrong, honey. There are thousands of them."
Oh, that's what's going to happen to me someday when I age up. All right, we're going to talk about admission scandal. Johnny Depp. In fact, I was on the. In fact, you listened to my the radio show with Mary Jane Popp. Give her a shout out. They put me on a show for a half hour and interviewed me about, you know, my life a little bit about Radio Law Talk. And one of the things she talked about, she asked me, is what is the most interesting thing you talk about on Radio Law Talk? What's the topic that always pops up? And one of my first things, I had to sit there and think, and I said,
Denise on the roof?
That's different. Ooh, those of you who are.
Denise is thinking, one time.
One time.
I told you we drove past the roof, my husband and I. He said, "Let's go take a picture on the roof."
I'm sorry, Fred. I derailed you. What was your answer?
No, I think that's a good setup for our listeners. Now they're wondering, and we're not going to tell them about that. You have to go back and listen to some of the old shows, and Denise talks about being on the roof. And we're not going to get in detail because Cal had to hit the dump button multiple times.
Oh, man, it was scary.
Sounds like Morse code.
It was funny because that was at a point when we were all, like, doing disclosures and trying to, you know, kind of learn more about each other.
Confessions.
And everybody confessed something, and that's right. We can use it against everybody.
That's exactly
Actually,
right.
I was not here that day. Mm. I was gone that day because I remember coming back the following week and everybody's talking about Denise and the roof. And I was, what did I miss last week? And thank heaven I missed last week.
All I got to say, Todd, we got so much on you.
Oh,
you
yes,
need
yes.
Here was Todd's confession.
Todd has a kitty.
Right, Todd does have a kitty. Tell us, Todd, by the way, this is anecdotal. So not last week, but the week before, you were down at Warner Brothers Studios. Those of you who don't know, he's an actual SAG person, right? Are you SAG?
I am not. I'm SAG eligible. I am not a member of SAG because at this point, if I became a member of the Screen Actors Guild, then I would be forced to do only union work. And I'm in the Northern California area where there's still a lot of non-union work to be done here, so it doesn't behoove me to join at this point.
Okay, so you're not a member of that, but you went down to the Warner Brothers Awards. Tell us, I did. You kind of hung out with some of the celebrities.
Well, so the Young Actors Awards were a week ago last Saturday. That was held down in Burbank on the Warner Brothers lot. And basically, it's the young actors between the ages of 8, and they're different categories, but it's basically 8 all the way up to, I think, 20. And it's like a mini Oscar awards ceremony. Best actor, best 8-year-old, 8 to 11-year-old in a supporting role, best 8-year-old in a leading role. And, you know, it starts out with the awards show starts out with some of the YouTubers getting stuff. But then by the end, look, there's a movie with Charlize Theron called Tully. And it's about her nanny that comes in, and the girl that won best female actor between the ages of 8 and 11 was the girl who played her daughter in Tully. Another kid who won, there's a show called Lethal Weapon that I believe is on either ABC or Fox.
CBS, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And there's a teenager that won for his role in Lethal Weapon that comes back. And so, I mean, mainstream movies on television, TV movies and stuff, these kids were getting awards, and I was there watching the whole thing.
So I have a question. Were you a chaperone?
No.
He was actually arrested.
Oh.
It's a stalker.
What's that guy doing here? Excuse me, I'm a Radio Law Talk host.
Yeah, let's get security on this one.
I was there to come.
Oh.
I'm a kitty. All right, we're going to be back and talk some more. We're going to do case or no case right when we start up next hour. Thanks for listening to our anecdotal fun here on Radio Law Talk. Denise Dirks,
yes.
Myself, Fred Penny, and Todd Kuhner. We'll be back.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk, and you're on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. You can call the show if you'd like, too, and we'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
It's time for our listeners' favorite part of Radio Law Talk. That is, case or no case, roll it.
Now it's time to play Case
or No Case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Wow. Yay! You got nimble fingers in there, huh?
No. I'm a dope sometimes, that's all. But not on Case or No Case. Not on Case or No Case. Today I'm going to take you to Kalispell, Montana this hour.
Beautiful, beautiful part of the country.
It is gorgeous. And home of radio station KOFY. The big talker there, I believe, is KOFY.
And they don't they don't carry us, Cal.
What, not yet? I'm sure they're on the list of contacts. So,
okay.
Dale Eberling is a sheep man. And one of his little critters got away from him, got away from the flock, so he jumped in his F-350 and went looking.
F-350?
Well, it's,
okay.
It's Montana. Come on.
Yeah.
He finally spotted the little ewe down a draw. So he pulls off Highway 93, down a little dirt road, grabbed the little one, put the lamb in the cab right there in the front seat. It was a crew cab. He could have put him in the back. And took off back toward the ranch, which was about a half mile away. You notice I'm fascinated with the F-350 anyway.
Yeah, that's a one-ton. By the way, that's a one-ton truck.
Yeah, it's a big one. Anyway, as soon as his tires hit the state highway, the red and blues start flashing in the rearview mirror, and Dale sensed maybe he was in trouble, but he didn't know why. He says, "What's the problem, trooper?" And Officer Lincoln Vale said, "Well, nothing but a felony." "A felony? All I did was pick up my lamb," Eberling said. And said Trooper Vale, "Tell it to the judge." And so Mr. Eberling was arrested, and before you ask, no, the charge was not theft. And so I ask you,
what?
Case or no case?
Oh, that's not. That's like saying half the movie and telling us.
Well, I've told you enough. I've told you plenty.
Case or no case.
Told you plenty about the scenario, and let's see, Denise.
I do it.
Since
since you got shut out last time, yes. I thought you might like to go first. And
you didn't think that maybe I might like to go last?
We could do that, I suppose, but it's too late now.
Okay. All right. So he was arrested for not putting the seatbelt over his young
ewe. Mm-hmm. Oh, so the embraceable ewe was not in the loving arms of a seatbelt.
No, let me think about it for just a second. So he got pulled over. He put the.
Remember, it was a felony. It was a felony.
Was there any romantic music playing?
Yeah, is your crickets going? Do you have crickets going?
I'm just saying, maybe there was.
I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio.
Yeah.
I'm pulling you close, baby. But you just say,
No.
All right. I knew you were going to go. I should have known.
You say you don't like it.
Okay.
Sorry.
We digress.
There's so much little funny things in here.
Yeah.
Montana, Delaware, KOFY, Sheepman. Why is he a radio sheepman?
No, I just said that's the home of KOFY Radio. It's
okay.
Yeah.
All right, and then there's a F-350. I'm assuming that means a Ford, big, huge.
One-ton pickup truck, yeah.
Right, okay, and he's off Highway 93, and he grabs the lamb.
Please.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out what the crime would be. A felony.
You could pass.
I can pass? I can't pass.
I don't know.
Pass.
I pass.
If I pass, I lose.
I just pass. Okay. Pass. Is that part of the rules? No.
No.
Okay, then I'm going to say that this is a case, and the, you know what I heard?
What?
Sheep. The sheep man wins.
Okay. All right.
But you don't say why. What the issue was. What? Why he was pulled over is what you're saying.
I really wanted to hear from Todd first.
Like, I'm an expert in this area.
Mr. Penny, what say you?
I know everything. That's why you should have called me first.
Sorry, you should have. I apologize.
That's okay. Yeah. Let me tell you what's going on here.
Please do.
Kalispell, Montana, he's driving a big truck. He's got the U in the back of the pickup. It was illegal to carry a U in the back of the pickup. He should have had him in the back. And by the way, it was not his U. It was his neighbor's sheep. He thought it was his, and he accidentally picked it up, thinking it was his sheep. And he got arrested and said, "Tell the judge that that was your sheep," when it really wasn't. It was your neighbor's sheep. And so it was a case, and that's what happened. I'm not quite sure what happens at the end, but it was the wrong
sheep.
Oh, so you're thinking it's a theft case. Oh, okay.
It's a theft case because he picked up his neighbor's sheep that was not, actually it probably wasn't a sheep. It might have been a big, huge dog.
Could have been a mountain goat there.
Yeah, he wasn't sure.
Because they do have mountain goats up near there.
That's it. It was the wrong sheep.
All right, so Mr. Kunin, what say you? Do you think it was a case or not a case? And if so, what would be the outcome or perhaps even the premise for the case?
Didn't you specify as part of the case setup that this was not a theft-related offense?
I did.
Okay.
Oh, then I'm all... Okay.
But I can't, you know, I can't.
I realize.
What do you want me to do here?
I get that.
I know exactly what you should do.
Okay, so. So yeah, you know, you think I should say no case, right?
No.
Okay, what?
No. What don't tell
I,
him.
What should
no,
I do?
Don't ahead.
He said something that was after I had answered, he said something that I still gave it.
Oh, okay.
855 Law Radio.
What was that?
let me get this straight. Okay, so how did he pull out on the road? What was your setup?
No, he just went, found the sheep, pulled out onto the highway, and as soon as he pulled out, the cop was right behind him, and boom, up come the lights, and, you know, that was it.
He put him in the front seat.
Yeah, in the front seat.
Okay, put him in the front seat. I am going to say that he was arrested, and he was arrested based upon the officer's misbelief. I'm just going to go out on a limb and talk about the elephant in the room. He thinks that there was a romantic liaison between the guy in the F-350 and the sheep, and that's why he arrested him and said, tell it to the judge. It's all going to come out there. It would be a felony. It's the only felony I can think of. I can't think of be anything else. So I think that he thinks something untoward between the human and the sheep was going on.
Animal cruelty or something.
Yeah, something going on. That's why he was pulled over and arrested. Tell it to the judge. But ultimately, I think the F-350 driver prevails because the officer was incorrect. Had enough reasonable suspicion to arrest or to detain, probable cause to arrest, but ultimately he is not convicted
of anything.
Well,
did I get to say who was at fault or who won? I didn't say that. You want me to say that
not? I'd like you to say that.
I agree with Todd.
No, he can't.
We're going to be right back with Case or No Case. Is the sheep, what's the sheep deal? I don't know. This is bizarre. Go ahead.
Hey, call us at 855-529-7234.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk and the answer to Case or No Case coming right up.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
No, that's not the sound of fighting in the Middle East. It's in downtown Paris, as police fire tear gas to disperse French yellow vest protesters who were marching to remind the government that rebuilding the fire-ravaged Notre Dame Cathedral isn't the only problem the nation needs to solve. Protesters have set small fires, and authorities have detained more than 125 people by early afternoon and carried out spot checks of more than 11,000 people trying to enter the capital for Saturday's protests. Now, that is the sound of gunfire from Afghanistan during a gun battle between Afghan security forces and attackers who entered the telecommunications ministry and the heavily guarded government compound in central Kabul. Three suicide attackers stormed the building on Saturday, killing five and injuring six the day after the collapse of long-anticipated peace talks between the Taliban and a broad spectrum of their Afghan opponents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Probably one of our most bizarre case or no cases is this second hour case or no case that Cal had brought up in Kalispell, Montana. Gorgeous place. Home of KOFY that will be carrying us soon because Cal's going to call him.
That's my being optimistic here.
Yeah, and there's a sheep man that drives a Ford F-350, which may be some hint that we didn't know about.
A crew cab, by the way.
Yeah, crew cab, and he has lambs and sheep. And he's a sheep herder, and he lost one, and he drove and found it in a draw. And picked this little lamb up and put it in his cab and started to drive off. And as he drove off, the police pulled him over and arrested him and said, he goes, what did I do? I didn't do anything. And they said, tell the judge that. So we have to know, was it a case? And if it was a case, what the heck was he arrested for? Because it was a felony.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Kuhner, yes.
I'm just thinking of this scenario. I'm thinking back to my Sunday school days and how it would be different if the parable went, which one of you, having 100 sheep, would leave the 99
right.
And go hop find in your F-350 yeah. And go find the one that...
Well, and get arrested.
And get arrested. Well, yeah.
I have a different theory. No. When he got on Highway 93, he got popped with a violation of the carpool lane. Because you didn't qualify.
Well,
that's a good one, Denise, thinking about that during the break. Good.
Having been to Montana several times, I will promise you this. There's no carpool lane in Montana. In the whole state, I'm pretty sure. Okay, so, yeah, Fred set up the premise perfectly. He said, all I did was pick up my lamb, Eberling said, and the trooper said, tell it to the judge, and he was arrested, and it was not theft. Fred said it was theft, so Fred gets a zero on this.
I didn't hear the not theft, so I don't know. That's not true. I don't get a zero. Because if it, I said it was a case.
Yeah.
But it, so if it was a case. Cal, I get a point.
Who says it's a case? Hands
we all,
up, please.
We all said it's a case.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, none of us.
Oh. I am so sorry for you.
However, no points for you.
However, in Montana, it is against the law, in a felony, to have a sheep in the cab of your truck without a chaperone. Now, it's one of those old, stupid laws that nobody's ever gotten repealed. But it's against the law to have a sheep in the cab of your truck without a chaperone.
So I was pretty close.
You were very close. You almost had it.
If I would have said
no. I'm sorry. Todd was on the right track.
He was right there.
Because he was saying, you can't have a sheep with you.
Yeah, and so next hour I'm going to take you to the great golden state of California. But that, for now, is... Case or no case, no points for anyone.
Why people don't want to play along with that, well, I don't know.
Cal sure pulled the wool over our eyes on that one.
Hey.
Good thing we didn't put any points at risk, guys.
No.
Hey, Cal, that was bad.
That was bad.
We have the worst jokes.
I speak with cloven hoof. No, wait, cloven tongue. Oh, never mind. Anyway, next hour, California. You'll like going next.
Hey, speaking of California,
yes.
Admission scandal. So we have two parents, Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, who are the most well-known of this admission scandal. And everybody knows what's going on out there. I'm sure they've discussed it, but I'll just very briefly state, supposedly there's young men and women getting in colleges improperly because they're not on the rowing team. But if you pay enough money, they are on the rowing team or on the sailing team or on whatever team. Or if you pay enough money, they can apparently get their SATs or ACT scores changed or help with those to get better scores to get in these universities. So it's a big roundup of all these parents that supposedly, and again, it's all allegations. You have to remember that at Radio Law Talk, we're talking about stuff that is not finished. They're just starting to, the defendants are now starting to make their arguments. And it's allegations. We truly believe in the phrase, innocent until proven guilty. And Denise, we have some very interesting things going on here.
We do. We have a lot of conspiracy theory.
So what is it? So the issue is conspiracy, right?
Todd? Conspiracy!
So you know all about this. The big argument is that they all acted together for this one individual, and this individual's name is Rick Singer. Now, let me tell you about William Rick Singer. The interesting thing, when he was arrested, and apparently he's the mastermind of all this, of getting these rich kids into these top-of-the-line schools by, you know, getting onto teams they never even rode before, or their ACT, SAT scores being doctored, or someone helping them with them, or changing their answers, etc., 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 okay? But the funny thing is, and it's not even funny, but the interesting thing is, when this first came up, what, 2-3 weeks ago when we start talking about it, my friend locally here at the high school brought in a letter, and he handed it to me, and he showed it because he listened to Radio Law Talk, and it was a letter from the district saying about, well, Rick Singer, apparently he had been coming to right in this area where we live. He had come to some of the high schools and helped them, quote, get into some colleges.
This was apparently what he did.
That's what he did for a living. And he was basically, if you look on the outside, the system to get to a college is difficult sometimes. There's paperwork. There's all types of things you have to do and hoops to jump through. And that was his job, is to help you through the process.
Look, I think the first thing that we need to understand here is, what is conspiracy? What are the elements of conspiracy? And there's, in essence, there are two requirements. The first is that two or more people, it can just be two. I mean, obviously, if it's one, you don't, unless you're schizophrenic, I guess, but multiple personalities. But if it requires two or more people are in agreement to commit a crime. Now, let's just stop right there. That's a bit misleading when I read that off of this, but you're in agreement to do an act that could constitute a crime. If you don't know it's a crime, that's not a defense. And we're going to talk about that here later on with some of the defenses that are being raised by Lori Loughlin. I thought it was wrong, but I didn't know it was a violation of the law. Tough. If you agreed to do something that is ultimately determined to be a crime, that's the first element of conspiracy. The second element is that all the conspirators, or sometimes they're referred to as co-conspirators, must have the specific intent to commit the objective of the conspiracy. All right? They don't have to know all of the nuts and bolts and specifics of the entire plan. But they do have to be in agreement on the ultimate objective of the conspiracy. In this case, it was to get the kids into school. Right?
Right.
So if you're all in agreement, if you agree with other people that we want to do something to get the kids in the school and we have this, and two, we agree that the ultimate plan is to get the kids into school, and as part of that, it involves violating the law, well, yeah, you're guilty of conspiracy, even if you didn't know all of the specifics of the plan.
Okay, but how can you not know, Todd, that lying about your athletic ability, cheating on an SAT test, putting yourself in an unfair advantage primarily in state-run institutions or state-funded institutions, how can you not have a clue that that somehow is afoul of the law? I mean, that's what I keep going back to that point. How can you not know you're in the middle of a crooked act?
Well, according to Ms. Loughlin, and we could talk about this, but what she said, now Ms. Loughlin is the one who had the daughters that got into USC because they were part of the rowing team. I'm using the air quotes, and they weren't really part of the rowing team. But what she said was, well, we thought we were doing something that was breaking the rules of the university, but we didn't think we were violating the law. And it's common for people to forget that if you're doing something that's violating the rules and then you're communicating over the wire or through the mail, well, now it becomes mail fraud, and yeah, you are violating the law. But the fact is, I would say to Ms. Loughlin, just because you didn't know it was violating the law, that's not a defense. Ignorance of the law is not a defense. I could not quote for you verbatim every law that's in the penal code, but I'm still liable for it if I even inadvertently break the law, as long as I intended to do the act that broke the law.
Yeah, I feel sorry for her, because when she heard how many, she pleaded not guilty, first of all, and when she heard Lori Loughlin, and when she heard that she was up against multiple years behind bars, she went to her knees, cried, and she said, my husband feels like we're not guilty, and I pled not guilty. So I think her husband needs to step it up to the plate, be honest with you.
Well, again, innocent until proven guilty, but I've got something to say about the interesting things that that have been brought forth about conspiracy, what they're indicted of, and what these oncologists, who is Amy and Gregory Colburn, and the husband's an oncologist, what their argument is and what they think what's going to happen and how they're going to get off. We'll be right back and continue talking about the admissions scandal.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and your favorite radio station.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All around the world, this is RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk.
So the charges were conspiracy to commit mail fraud, which you talked about. The other interesting, and wire fraud, the other interesting one is conspiracy to commit honest service fraud. Everyone's like, what is honest service fraud? Again, H-O-N-E-S-T, service fraud. That's depriving another of the intangible right of honest services. So in other words, the kids that didn't get in because these kids got in because there was issues of cheating or bribery, supposedly, the allegations, that's what honest service fraud is. Also, conspiracy to commit money laundering, which is an interesting one because they're like, what do you mean money laundering? We didn't launder anything. And a couple has pled, that's Amy and Gregory Colburn, he is an oncologist, have pled not guilty. They're not the big, you know, high-profile, individuals like Lori Loughlin or Felicity Huffman, but they are coming in and they're arguing, Todd. And Todd, by the way, those of you who don't know, is a former prosecutor for District Attorney's Office in California and in Tennessee and is now a criminal defense lawyer. They are arguing, look, there was no conspiracy here.
So let's look at the first question I had at first blush: money laundering. I mean, when I think money laundering, I think drug dealers that are trying to find a way of legitimizing their money, Breaking Bad, all that kind of stuff. But then it occurred to me when I looked at this is, look, if money is changing hands, and let's say you have, hypothetically, a coach who is setting aside two of his or her scholarship spots for folks that aren't on the rowing team to take those spots, and maybe a coach is getting paid or doing something. There's got to be a way that whoever is on the receiving end of that money gets it, and they're able to make it look like legitimate income, because they got to cash a check sometime, they got to do something. And look, Laughlin was accused of paying upwards of $500,000 for this. That's a, you know, it's better than a poke in the eye with a hot stick. That's a lot of money, okay? And so the money laundering could very well be related to how did they make the money look legitimate coming from Laughlin and other people that were accused and making it to the ultimate recipient. That's
yes.
where it comes
and
from.
What they did, and this also involves tax evasion,
mm-hmm.
Because what they did, what Singer did, the guy at the heart of this, he set up a charitable company, and it was a nonprofit, and much of the monies went into that nonprofit, and then it was dispersed out to these different helpers in the conspiracy, for what you mean.
So the parents could write it off as a donation to
right.
the nonprofit.
Right, and the ones that did write it off, they're now charged with not just money laundering, but they're in addition charged with tax evasion, because if they wrote it off on their taxes, they didn't pay as much taxes as they should have paid, because this was not legitimate.
So let's go back to conspiracy. Let's go back to those elements that we talked about, all right? There's two elements. One, two or more people agree to commit a crime or to do the acts that would result in a crime. And then the second is that the co-conspirators all have the specific intent to commit the objective of the conspiracy. Well, let's look at the money laundering. Did two or more people agree that money would be paid and that somebody would receive that money so that these kids could get into school? Answer, ostensibly, yes. Now, the evidence that the people are going to have to prove in this case are that Lori Laughlin specifically made a donation, knew she was making a donation, and that this wasn't for something legitimate. She was going to have to do that. The second thing is, did Lori Laughlin agree with the entity to whom she was paying the money? Was she in agreement that this was ultimately so that her kids could get into the school? Yes, so there's an agreement in the overall objective of the conspiracy. In that regard, conspiracy is pretty much proven, as long as they can prove the underlying elements of the offense, which is money laundering, procurement of honest services. That was, what'd you say that was, Fred?
Yeah,
fraudulent, wasn't it?
Fraudulent, basically, to make a long story short, not allowing other kids to get in is called honest services fraud.
Now, there's some statements that have been made on behalf of Lori Laughlin in particular that I don't believe are wise, but I also question whether or not the prosecutor can even use it against her. So, you know, this is, in articles, there have been, quote, sources who have said things on behalf of Huffman, but they don't identify the source.
Not Huffman.
Or not Huffman, but Laughlin. They don't identify the source. But if they're ever able to identify the source, and they can find this source, and this source can say, I heard it from Laughlin, then prosecutor's going to have the ability to overcome the hearsay objection, and this statement would come in, specifically the statement that they knew that they were violating the rules, but they didn't think that they were violating the law. Well, you know, that's a bad statement for Laughlin.
Now, was that a statement or what someone alleges?
Somebody said? Kind
it,
of.
It was a source that was attributing it to her. Right now,
so it's not, no, as, no evidence of it.
As it stands right now, prosecutors could not use this article that we're reading this from and say, this is what Laughlin said, because they don't have it attributed. But if the prosecution was able to find out who made the statement, and they interview that person, and that person says, yes, I heard that direct quote directly from Lori Laughlin, then they can call that person as a witness to come in and testify, and that comes in as an exception to the hearsay rule.
That's right.
Not
I was wanting to talk about the evidentiary objection, exactly.
Yes. What article, because you're mentioning this article, you should at least mention
this article. Yes, this is from Fox News. It's the article is titled "Lori Loughlin Felt Manipulated in College Admissions Scandal. Didn't think she broke the laws."
Wow.
You know, and there's another quote in here that I found that was interesting, is where the source says they, referring to Loughlin and her husband, realize how serious the charges are, but feel that once the judge hears their story, he will see that they had no bad intentions. This is a common plea for criminal defendants, and you don't realize that to a certain extent, to a large extent, it's not the judge's call. A judge sitting in can't look at this and go, "Oh, you didn't realize you were breaking the law? Okay, well, I'm just going to dismiss the case now." No judge is going to do that, absent an actual preliminary hearing where the judge is determining whether or not the prosecution has enough evidence to take this to trial, which, oh, by the way, at a preliminary hearing, the judge isn't going to care that, "Oh, they didn't think they were breaking the law? Okay, I'm going to ignore all of this evidence." Okay? So the judge isn't going to dismiss it there. The judge isn't going to dismiss it in any of the pretrial conferences where you're going over discovery. That's not what those are for. The judge just can't come in and do that except one instance, and that is if you agree that this case can't be heard by a jury and will be heard by a judge just sitting as the trier of fact, which, by the way, that means you're going to go do a full-blown trial. Judges just don't come in and dismiss cases. Yeah.
Yeah, they want the jury to hear it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Look, the Constitution protects the right to a trial by jury. That trial exists for both the defendant, the accused, but has been deemed to be a right on the part of the prosecution as well. And judges very rarely, if ever, go in and short-circuit that.
So let me take another step.
Sure.
What's your opinion, and this is 855 Law Radio, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk if you want to call in, but I know a lot of people don't want to be on the radio. I get it. I don't like being on the radio myself unless I'm on the radio by myself with you guys. Here's the point. The point is, what happens if someone walks in with $100,000 or $1 million and says, "I want my kid to get in, and I will put $1.5 million into a new engineering building to help out all students, but I want special preference for my child." By the way, this happens a lot. Now, these people who put these big endowments up, the argument is, good, it helps everybody in the community, all the students. Why not let their kid get in with these millions of dollars of endowments? Why not?
Really quickly, I would say that in that scenario, the school is being enriched. Everybody knows what's going on. It's all above board. And the person, or the entity being enriched by that, is the school. In the Loughlin case.
And the students, too.
In the Loughlin case, the people being enriched by the payment of the money first was below board, under the table, and it was everybody other than the entity and the school being enriched. Everybody was lining their own personal pockets. I think that's the difference.
And I think that's a great topic for some other time, and that's why I wanted to bring that up, because a lot of people say, "Oh, the rich people that are throwing money and their kids shouldn't get in." I don't know. That's another issue. We'll be right back. Third hour. I'm Fred Finney, your host of Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018.
My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.